As Javelina is prepared to tackle the spring semester, administration reflected on the success of the past semester. According to records released by the university, 24.3% of undergraduate students failed at least one course last fall, and 3.46% of graduate students were unsuccessful. Although there was an 8.1% decrease in enrollment between fall 2019 and fall 2020, failure rates remained within the 20th percentile. Failure rates between fall 2019 and fall 2020 increased 2% per capita. The reasons that a student fails a course are often complex and compounded by many factors. Sometimes the student is not prepared for the course. Sometimes outside pressures like family or work do not allow the students the time that they need to be successful. Sometimes the logic of the textbook or the instructor does not match the student. Usually, it is a little bit of all these factors and many others that work together, Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs, Dr. Lou Reinich, said. Students struggling with classes are encouraged to explore the resources at the Center for Student Success. The Center for Student Success has an array of services ranging from general studies skills to help from the Social Work Department. Students seeking help should email studentsuccesssupport@temuc.edu for assistance. As always, our goal is to provide services designed to help each student persist at the university through to graduation. Our job is not complete until we see you with your degree in hand, Associate Vice President for Student Success, Dr. Shannon Baker said. And as we move past the pandemic, we will keep some of what we have learned. For example, while we can't wait to assist students in person again, we will continue to offer tutoring online to better serve students who can't make it to campus for tutoring session. Throughout last year, the Center for Student Success has made accommodations to abide with COVID-19 regulations and are able to offer services virtually. Despite the virus, the university is taking measures to help facilitate the distance learning experience. The Center for Student Success and the Office of Academic Affairs is determined to help students succeed in unprecedented times. Throughout last summer, faculty members and distance learning staff prepared to teach hybrid and online classes, but it was still a difficult adjustment for students. I think that we have to do a better job of preparing our students and getting students the help that they need before they fail. If students fail, then we are failing too, Reinich said. This has been Sarah Reyna reporting for the South Texan.